Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another in-depth look at prospecting. Sometimes I struggle for topics, and sometimes the marketplace just hands me the perfect topic. That's the case today. Last Tuesday, while Congress was getting an earful from Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen, all major Facebook apps went offline, as you'll remember. Afterwards, topics amplified on all social media channels, including LinkedIn, began to discuss how bad the impact supposedly was on small businesses to not be able to use those Facebook platforms to reach their customers. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. So today's topic is about creating a marketing mix or a variety of ways to reach your consumer. If you have only one way to reach your consumer, whether it's the Facebook family of platforms or Amazon's marketplace or any other single source, what you're doing is allowing that third party to decide whether you succeed or fail. Social media is a particularly bad choice as a single marketing outreach tool because so few in your network actually see your posts. And with paid social, although they claim that they're placing your ads before people who are likely to click on them, do an experiment for yourself using your feed. How much of that feed is something that you would click on? I'm only on two social media platforms, none of them in the Facebook family. On one of them, I liked a post celebrating Juneteenth, the unofficial Emancipation Day, becoming a national holiday. From that point on, every single item in my feed was something about Black people or posted by Black people. It was as if other people ceased to exist in that social platform for me. Yet in real life, half my friends are not Black. 90% of my clients are non-Black. 80% of those I've employed in my small business have been non-Black. 50 to 60% of my vendors also non-Black. Yet there was no way for you to reach me through social unless you were Black. The other dangers of having social as your sole prospecting tool are, one, you can get de-emphasized by a platform in an effort to force you to spend more money. And two, the data they provide regarding clicks or impressions is unverifiable. Plus, it's not specific enough to enable you to follow up with the folks who engaged with your content but didn't buy or didn't convert. Compare that to email, which has its own flaws with spam filters and the like. But with email, you know exactly who opened your email. You know who clicked on it. You know who deleted it, when they deleted it, when they clicked on it, when they opened it, how many times. So what you want to do is develop a mix of tactics to reach your customers and prospects. And the more marketable those channels are, the better. In addition to email, certain web tools are highly trackable, such as chat features, hyperlinks that you place in posts or pages. Don't make your prospect have to jump through too many hoops to reach your content. Just make them do enough to allow you to track. Also, include non-digital marketing in your mix. In our most recent podcast episode entitled Podcast Face-Off Between the Journalist and the Lawyer, we interviewed a journalist regarding how to incorporate earned, trusted media into your marketing mix, regardless of your firm or company size. I, for one, experience an uptick in sales every time I'm written about in traditional media. The reason large companies have entire PR departments is because of the effectiveness of traditional media at reaching an audience and driving sales. Even though you can't track who's getting your message through traditional media, you can track the timing of the traditional media placement with your sales. And my guest, journalist Diamond Michael Scott, discussed how small businesses like mine can engage effectively with traditional media. So if you haven't read that, I would go back and do so. So I really think it's worth it to spend the time figuring out how to diversify your marketing mix. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.